This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
It's Drake May talking with us yesterday, talking over the phone because he doesn't like us anymore. He doesn't like sitting down with us.
Even though we brought the desk back, not
we
the
did.
Couch.
I know, it's true. I think it maybe was because Andy Hart, after May got up, took a long, deep sniff of his chair.
I don't think that
after
ever
he
happened.
Got up, I think that may have been, that may have turned him off a little bit. I'm not sure. I'm not in the man's head. Just saying, we all thought it was a little weird. Drake May says they're close. Not too far off from winning some of these games. You can tell he's frustrated. You can tell he doesn't want to repeat this season. And it got me thinking. I was watching the Raiders last night, and Jesus, the Raiders, Desmond Ridder out there. Both of those games I thought were pretty rough in prime time. But I'm watching the Raiders.
Ten
and
straight
losses. I'm
watching losses.
Jacoby Myers, and I'm watching Brock Bowers, and I'm thinking, you know, with a real quarterback, this offense could work. Like, there could be something with this. You got a reliable possession receiver, and you have a budding star. I think that Bowers is going to be a star.
How about a real coach, too?
A coach would help. I mean, that would certainly help. But I think in terms of just the offense, you know, if they're going to be a team that's in the mid, they're picking second right now. It goes Giants, Raiders, Patriots. 1-2-3 on Tankathon. If the season ended today, that's the draft order. So I was thinking about that. I was thinking about the teams ahead of them. If the Giants pick a quarterback, and if the Raiders pick a quarterback, it's probably going to be Sanders, and it's probably going to be Ward, and those are going to be your 1 and 2, and that would leave Hunter for the Patriots, which I'm happy about. But that's not necessarily what I want to get at. I saw a power ranking today on ESPN that had the Patriots at 27th in the latest power ranking, and I thought that seems high for a team that's going to be picking third in the draft if the season were to end today. And I think earlier on in the season, like around the time of the Jacksonville game, there was legitimate discourse about whether the Patriots were the worst team in the league or not. I think I thought they were. And then they won 2 out of 3 after that. They beat the Jets. They beat the Bears. They pulled themselves up out of the bottom of the barrel group of teams. And now I think they're back in that conversation. So 27, that seemed high to me. The Giants and the Raiders are 1 and 2 in the draft as of today. And assuming that they go Shador and Cam Ward in some order, and let's just assume that those guys are decent, you know, or pretty good even. Let's say there's something between Jaden Daniels and like Bo Nix, right? Let's just, for the sake of argument here, and who knows if they're actually going to be. Are those more attractive destinations for a quarterback to go play in? Vegas and New York with the Giants? I say yes, they are. I think they both are.
So Vegas, depending on the coach, would be my biggest question mark about that. Because I think Vegas is attractive to a young player. Certainly, I think Shador would eat up playing
in Vegas. I think he'd like playing in Vegas, yeah.
And you talk about the tight end situation. They still have the Notre Dame guy, too, right? It's not just Brock Bowers. They have the other one,
yeah.
Michael
Mayer. Right, yeah.
They have two tight ends and a quality receiver. So I think that is a good foundational building block for a young quarterback if you have a good coach, if you have some stability on the coaching staff, if you have a good coordinator. They also have the at least the makings of a defense just based on Max Crosby as one of the most dominant defensive players, energetic defensive players. So I think you
they
can sell
They have a lot
me.
Of holes. It's not a good team,
no,
obviously.
No, yeah. You don't get to pick in the top three if you're good. Right. But you can sell me on that if they get the quarterback. That's the one thing the Patriots have over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterback. The hardest thing to find is the quarterback.
Right.
Sometimes teams think they have the quarterback, then they didn't. Or think they didn't, then think they did, then think they didn't. The Bryce Young story, which is evolving before our eyes. So,
and sometimes you do. I mean, Jaden Daniels, Washington, they know they have their guy.
Yes.
The Patriots think they
Chicago?
Have their guy. Chicago, I think they're a little shaky on.
Exactly.
I was watching them, and, you know, everybody kept showing that one player where he was running all around and then just chucked it up into the end zone. But he was shaky all throughout that game. That one play wasn't really, I don't think, indicative of the game that he had. And it's been a tough season for him. And they've blown through a head coach and an offensive coordinator. He does have better weapons than May and certainly than Daniels or Bo Nix or anything like that, but it hasn't really helped them that much.
And then if you go to the Giants, if they, this is weird, because they could fire Brian Daboll.
Yep.
If so, I'd like him in New England.
I would too.
If they keep him the way Bill Belichick thinks they should, that little nugget from the Wickersham story that he thinks the Giants should keep Brian Daboll. Of course, he thought the Giants should hire Joe Judge. So what does he know about who the Giants should have as their head coach? But if they keep Daboll and they get a quarterback and they have neighbors, I think that's a pretty nice little trifecta there.
It is.
That's an elite quarterback with an elite receiver with an elite, in my opinion, NFL play caller.
Yeah. Neighbors is a star on the rise at wide receiver for that Giants team. And the rest of the offense is kind of like the Patriots. I mean, there's no other good wide receivers. The run game's basically the same. That Ty Johnson, I think, or whatever the running back's name is over there, he's got almost the exact same numbers as Stevenson this year. And in general, I'd say that offense is kind of a lost cause at this point. But you bring in a quarterback, you give him Malik Neighbors, that's more than Drake May had.
Yep.
Brock Bowers, more than Drake May had. And I think that this sort of fits the argument that I was making last offseason, which is sometimes, and this is, really depends on what you think of Sanders and Cam Ward, but sometimes it makes more sense to build the offense up and then draft the quarterback.
Okay, so let me make the counter argument, because we just did the ifs.
Right.
Ifs and nuts were candies and butts or whatever, it'd be Christmas all year long.
I don't think that's how that goes, but whatever. I know what you're saying, yeah.
Let's do the ifs for the Patriots.
Uh-huh.
Let's go the other way.
Sure.
Giants fire Brian Daboll. Patriots hire Brian Daboll as their offensive coordinator. Or Josh McDaniels. Let's just say they hire an offensive coordinator that people feel like is stable.
Mm-hmm.
With Drake May. They buy T. Higgins for $130 million. And they draft Travis Hunter with the third pick in the draft. Who's got the best situation now?
Best situation now? The Patriots.
In my scenario.
Right. The Patriots.
Yeah.
In that situation. But I'm talking about the first year for the quarterback. The situation that they're put into to start their careers.
But we're all really talking about 2025. It's a projection of how things could fall into place in 22. I get your point. They will have a little bit of a head start potentially on Drake May.
Yes, that's my point. Right. You're not burning one of his years in his rookie deal with this joke of an offense and joke of a coaching staff.
But I also,
that's my point.
I am not of the belief this is a burnt year for Drake May. I think he's learning. I think he's developing leadership skills. I think he's developing
abilities. I think he's looking for the exit.
Well, of the season, probably.
This
team. Would be. He's not looking for the exit of the team already. He said worry once.
I know.
Geez.
You think he's happy right now? You think he's happy with
this situation?
No, because
I think he's a winner.
Yeah.
He's not a loser.
It's a loser team.
He wants to be a winner. He wants to compete. He wants to win games, and they're not winning games. So I think he's unhappy with that.
The Twitch chat gets so mad when I talk about May wanting to leave.
Well, they should.
They shouldn't, actually. Because
it's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous to think.
He's never going
to
leave.
He's never going to leave.
He's never going to leave.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
It's never happened.
That's ridiculous.
It's never happened.
No quarterback's ever left?
Not a young one like this.
All right, fine. Eli Manning left before he even signed his contract.
That's totally different. That's John Elway. That's how that works.
Fine. I'm just saying.
This would be unprecedented. If Drake May is as good as he looks now and then barrels his way out of town, finds a way to force them, I'm not re-signing, trade me this, that, I'm not playing. It would be unprecedented.
Well,
never happened before.
Is he if he gets disgruntled, you don't think that that's the mindset he's going to be in?
He'd also be
risking. You can lose the guy without him forcing his way out of town. I'll admit, I go a little overboard talking about him forcing a trade. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy. He doesn't seem
also
like
have
someone
to,
who would do that.
He'd have
but
to
he does
risk
seem
hundreds
like someone,
of millions of dollars.
Right, but he does seem like someone who could get disgruntled and check out. All right? If it's just this every year and he's just frustrated and pissed off all the time.
Oh, I don't think he'd check out.
You don't?
I think he'd be more like Joe Burrow on the sideline or some of these guys that I'm not saying it'll go well. it may go off the rails in a different way. I don't think he'll just check out and sulk. Caleb Williams, do I think he could check out and sulk? Absolutely. I think this is too much of a competitor. He's too much of a physical mentality.
I hope you're right. Because I don't know that they're going to be able to put an offense around him, and I don't love the idea of him sitting there year after year going, geez, this again? Really? This is what's going on in this organization? This is what I have to work with? These are my coaches? This is my GM? This is the people you're drafting and the guys that you're putting around me? This sucks.
But keep going up. I wonder, he pretends he doesn't know anything, and oh, it's the right. Bad media and 3-11. He had to have seen Jonathan Kraft, correct?
Uh-huh.
And he's on the radio defending AVP to us, whether he's being a good soldier or he means it. What do you think he feels when he looks up and he's like, that's the leader of our team? Mm. So post-game, I heard our coach throw AVP under the bus.
Right.
And then come to find out, I see clips on the internet. Our owner threw AVP under the bus? What kind of a clown show operation am I part of now? Am I the face of? Am I the franchise quarterback for? That is would be my biggest concern if I were him.
Yeah.
Leadership starts at the top.
I mean, he threw Alex Van Pelt under the bus a little bit, too.
Not a lot.
A little bit.
Less than those two.
Definitely less than
those
two.
Way less than those two.
But it was there. I mean, we all heard it. Hey, I'm a 6'5 guy. You know, I can run. That's okay.
6'5 dude.
6'5 dude. I'm a 6'5 dude.
It's tough to take down this dude.
It certainly is. You know what else it's tough to do is win a quiz with Stiz.
It's time to go Behind the Glass on WEEI Afternoons.
All right, guys.
It's all right,
Tuesday.
Stiz.
Sorry.
Usually when you say all right, you have something that follows that.
You know the name. You know the game. Quiz with Stiz. Christmas edition.
Ooh.
I have some multiple choice. Actually, I have 15 questions. We'll see how many
Jesus.
We get to.
We don't have
15 questions. I know. I would like to point out, by the way, in case Terps back there on video wants to look over my shoulder, my screen is clear.
Yep.
I have nothing. I have nothing to hide. My screen is clear. You can put the camera on it the entire time. I have nothing to feel bad about or to worry about at all. I do play this game as clean as my mother's kitchen floor, like I said
that
last
phrase.
Week.
All right. Christian won last week.
Damn right.
So, Christian, heads or tails?
Tails never fails.
It did tonight. Again, it was heads.
I feel like tails always fails.
Andy will go. No, it was on a streak there for a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, Andy. Oh, well, the category for tonight's quiz is it's the month of December.
Is.
And I just turned the TV on. All right. Question number one.
What kind of category?
That's the category.
I love it. His categories are awesome.
That's
you leave
category.
Him alone.
Okay.
The man's a rising star. We'll be lucky to keep him. He's going to be on a real game show soon.
Mr. Hart, in Home Alone, where does the McAllister family go on vacation when they leave Kevin behind?
London? Paris!
I'm sorry. Christian.
I think it is Paris. Yeah.
Mother.
It is Paris.
You messed that up, Andy.
That was all you, Andy.
Fudge!
You only got one answer.
Would strongly recommend not shooting out the right answer after you remember it.
God.
Strongly.
That was an unforced
Darn
error.
It.
I'll take
all
it.
All right. 1-0 Christian.
Thank you, Andy.
Christian.
Oh, I screwed the pooch.
What is the name of Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus?
Oh, the actual guy?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I haven't watched this movie in a long time.
I love this movie.
I do, too.
No idea.
Is it Frank something? Frank Smith? I don't know.
No.
No?
Andy.
Andy Hart.
Yes. No.
I'm not going to help him.
What an upset that would be.
I've already helped him enough.
Arkan, is it A, Steve Kringle, B, Scott Calvin, C, Sam Cooke? The name of Tim Allen's character in The Santa Claus.
What was the second one again?
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin, that's
Son
what I
Son of a bitch!
Scott Calvin, yeah.
Right. We got it.
It was all you gave
Two
him
nothing.
The answer.
2-0.
I did not.
You signaling him back
I'm
there?
I'm not. No. I'm not.
Little Santa Claus rub of the nose or
little
something.
Elf magic.
This is like your favorite movie. You didn't know the guy's name.
Now that I heard it, I knew it. I have CTE.
It's too late, yeah.
All right, Mr. Hart. In Four Christmases, what unexpected event cancels Brad and Kate's vacation plans?
Death.
No, I'm sorry.
I don't think I've seen this movie.
Four Christmases?
That's right.
What if... I'm going to say it is a flat tire. I don't know.
No. Yeah. Andy Hart.
I haven't seen this movie.
Was it A,
either.
Fog grounds all flights, B, Brad and Kate get sick, or C, Brad has to work.
Fog.
He's on the board, ladies
and gentlemen. All right. Good job.
He is on the board.
That was a must-have.
Yeah, I needed that.
Yeah,
or it
definitely
was over.
Needed that
yeah.
one.
Yep. It was over.
All right, Arkan. Mm-hmm. At the end of A Charlie Brown Christmas, the Peanuts characters gather around the Christmas tree and sing which song?
They sing "Oh Tannenbaum."
No.
No?
Mike Tannenbaum?
No.
No, that's not my guess. I was just kidding.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
At the end? Holy night.
No. Christian, yeah. Is it A, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, B, Silent Night, or C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing?
C, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Damn it, I knew that one too.
Got it.
What is it, 3-1?
3-1.
3-1.
Son of a...
Mr. Hart, what was the first gift of Christmas in the Polar Express?
The Polar Express.
That was Bane doing Polar
I thought it was Billy Madison.
Maybe a little mixed in.
I was born on the Polar Express. You adopted Christmas. I was born in it.
The first gift was the bell for the little kid.
Nailed it. Nailed it.
That was like the only gift, right? Isn't that Santa was giving out all the bells?
Well, the little fat kid kept trying to get his gift.
Right, yeah.
The little fat, annoying glasses kid.
That kid was annoying.
And
the main kid, like, couldn't hear it at first, and then he gets to hear it.
With the boots and the robe.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Arkan.
3-2.
What is the name of the Grinch's dog?
Oh, shoot. I was just watching this. I was just watching the new Grinch.
Should have paid attention.
The one with Benedict Cumberbatch. What the hell's the dog's name? Oh, boy. I just watched this. Spot. I don't know.
No. Andy.
I should know this.
You both should.
No, but I really should. I like the Grinch. I like Christmas. CTE is a problem. No, I'm being serious. My memory is roasted.
Max!
Nailed it! From
Max.
The top row,
Max. Damn.
From the top
See, that's
ropes.
How my brain works. It was blank, 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 and then Max just flashed.
All right, Arkan.
We're even at three, by the way.
3-3?
Oh, Andy.
Andy just stole
that
from me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This Andy,
is a big one.
In Fred Claus, who plays Santa's older brother, Fred?
I just almost said something that you can't say on the radio.
Yeah, don't do it. The actor.
I was going to say Clark Hunt's brother.
No.
The actor. I've never seen this movie. Why don't you do movies I've seen?
I don't know what you've seen.
Joe Pesci.
No.
I believe it's Vince Vaughn.
Nailed it.
Yes.
3-3.
Boom.
It's 4-3
now.
Arkan just re-stole.
I just took the lead, yeah.
It's like an NBA game. A lot of lead changes.
Which reindeer do Jingle and Jangle take to Southtown, USA in the year without Santa?
Oh. I'm going to say oh like I pretend I know.
Is it Blitzen?
Just to put the pressure on. No.
No, not Blitzen.
Mr. Hart.
Donder.
Oh, boy.
No.
Are you all boying?
Arkan?
Donner.
No, it's Donder.
Which reindeer?
Look it up.
Is it?
I don't think.
There's
Hold
a
on,
D.
I'm
not sure.
It's not Donner. It's Donder. There's a D.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
Just
like
the first initial in your DB initials.
All right, Arkan.
Yeah.
Which reindeer do Jingle and Jangle take to Southtown, USA?
Whoa, time out.
Well,
no, he's right.
Dan has to say something.
He's right about something that nobody knows.
It's Donder?
Yeah.
With a D, okay.
D-U-N-D-E-R, like Dunder Mifflin. Wow.
I was going to jump into that, but then I realized I had no idea.
I got you Dunder right in.
What are my options?
All right. Arcan, was it A, Comet, uh-huh. B, Vixen, C, Blitzen?
I already said Blitzen, I think, so I'm going to go with Comet.
No, I'm sorry.
Vixen! Woo! Got it. I'm back, baby!
He is back, baby.
Shoot. Back and forth.
Shoot.
This is one of those competitive games that I'm not sure is good. It's two bad teams competing right now.
I know, it is.
All right. Mr. Hart.
4-4, by the way.
4-4. All right, Mr. Hart. Little Billy witnesses his parents get killed by Santa Claus in this Christmas horror movie.
You know I don't watch horror movies.
I do.
That was ominous.
I do. Take a stab.
That was also ominous. That was even more ominous.
Black Christmas.
Ooh. Good guess, but no.
I can think of two Christmas horror movies, and I'm not sure if I'm thinking of the same one or not. Krampus?
Oh no.
It's not Krampus?
Andy. Now this is Arkham might be mad. Andy, Little Billy witnesses his parents get killed by Santa in this Christmas horror movie. Was it A, Krampus, B, Black Christmas, or C, Silent Night, Deadly Night?
I believe I will go with C, Silent Night, Deadly Night, please.
He nailed it.
5-4. Oh, let's really? Just end it right it? There.
Oh, wow.
We got to go to a break. You,
really
see you see this clock? 5-4. We got to go to a break. Andy wins.
What do you guys want to do? I got
give
a couple
me one more.
More.
Come on, give me one.
All right, Arkham. How many lights were on the Griswold's house in Christmas Vacation?
Jesus.
You still want one more?
$2,000.
No.
$10,372.
Ooh, no. Arkham, was it A, $10,000, B, $15,000, or C, $25,000?
$10,000.
No.
Andy. $15,000.
No. It was $25,000. Neither of you's get it.
I thought it was a specific number. You sure?
Yeah, $25,000.
No, I thought it was like what I guessed, 10,372. No. I thought Clark said something like that, like 10,372 lights.
25,000 lights.
We did our due diligence here.
All right.
We know you've been wrong a lot in the past.
Define a lot.
Every show every I've ever done with you has a mistake in it. So I win.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
well,
over.
Well, I
had
right. more, but it's we're up again.
V right. is for victory!
Andy wins.
Taking a 3-2 somehow. Lead in the standings, correct?
No, no, that, 3-3.
That ties it up because I was corrected. It wasn't 3-1 Arcan. It was 3-2 after last week. So we are tied again at 3 wins. In
you
the
have
quiz
the worst standings ever. So somebody else keep track of it. Can somebody on Twitch keep track of it?
We're at 3-3.
Wait, whoa.
Let's keep track of it.
I made one mistake because nobody answered my question
once
in the break last
mistake,
week.
Once you make one mistake, I can't trust you.
Go ahead. You keep track then.
3-3.
All right. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Tough loss. That was a tough defeat there.
That, we weren't great. Neither of us were great.
No, that was a tough category. There's a lot of movies I hadn't seen seen in a long time.
Or horror movies. Who sees horror movies?
Who
at
hasn't
Christmas?
Seen Silent Night, Deadly Night?
I'd never even heard
Me.
Of that movie.
The three people around you who are
never
normal.
Heard of it.
We're not freaks.
The only one I could think of was Krampus. I didn't even know that there was a Black Christmas. I didn't know any of that.
There's also a Silent Night, Deadly Night Part 2,
of
which
course,
is really good.
Which
the sequel
answers,
never lives up to the original.
Answers all the questions you had from the first one. All right, we'll get to odds and ends next.